Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Christina, the Spiritual Navigator. Are you feeling stuck and struggling with your life purpose? Christina is highly intuitive and will help you to align your goals with the longings of your heart, overcome the emotional obstacles standing in your way, and take the next step. Get ready to call in and be part of the show. And now, help me to welcome Christina Carlin.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I don't know where you're listening from, but I'm in Austin, Texas, and it's a cold, chilly night. And I am so happy to be in this warm house, getting ready to spend the next hour with everyone listening to the show. And tonight we have a wonderful show on confidence to bring in more abundance. I'm excited for this. And Angela, I want to also say hello to my co-host Angela. Are you with us?
I sure am, Christina. Hello, calling in or talking today from Fort Lauderdale, where it's chilly here, but only a little bit, not even sweater weather, just nice. But I'm glad I'm glad this platform gives us an opportunity to connect tonight. We want to invite our callers out there to join us and share your stories of abundance and confidence and questions. Christina is live tonight to take your questions, and you can call in at 917-889-8092 to be part of our show tonight, 917-889-8092. And abundance is something worthy of talking about, don't you think?
I absolutely do. You know, abundance is not just about monetary abundance. It's about abundance in every way: health, friends, laughter, joy, peace, all of those things. You can have those things in abundance. But you also can be lacking in those things when you close down and when you're not open. And, you know, I wanted to start this whole talk about confidence, opening up to abundance, with something that I, like a little story, if that's okay with you, Angela.
Yes, I love stories, especially if they're relevant to abundance, because it might help some of our listeners who are maybe new to that term to understand what it means.
Exactly. And so this is a true story. So it was last Sunday. Me and my sweetheart were getting ready to go to church, and we're walking out the door, and all of a sudden flies between us this beautiful dragonfly. I mean, it was gorgeous. It had like gold wings. I'm not kidding, like gold shimmery wings. And the body of the dragonfly had multicolors, like all kinds of different beautiful colors, like greens and a little bit of blues. And it just went flying in between us. And I said to Jeff, when we got in the car, I said, "Did you see that dragonfly?" I said, "It was gorgeous." And he said, "I did." And I said, "Well, you know that dragonfly symbolizes change and transformation and self-realization. And, you know, oftentimes a dragonfly will flow and move with elegance and grace." And so, you know, when we think about opening up to abundance and having confidence, you know, and really believing in yourself, believing that you can have what you desire, when you don't have confidence, it can put you into opposition of abundance. And then it's hard to embrace all that God or the universe would want to give you. So we go on to church, and the week before church, Jeff kept having all kinds of car troubles. It was like his battery died, and so he took it in, you know, had that fixed, and then his alternator, like 2 days later, went out, and he would just come home really moody, and just really stressed out about fixing the car. And I told him, I said, you know, if you go to get a battery or if you go, your car's broken down and you go into the store and you automatically assume that they're going to charge you too much, it's going to, you know, they're not going to fix it right. You know, they're just trying to, you know, take as much money from you as they can. If you go with that outlook, then it's like you're going to probably get the worst clerk helping you. It probably will cost you a fortune. They probably will want to run all these tests just because you're going there and you're resisting and you're not being open. And you're, you know, in some ways he's not being open to changes that might be, that he might have to make with his car, or he's not even changing his perspective about what could be going on with his car. So we go through that whole week of just car problems. And on the way to church, we see the beautiful dragonfly, which represents change. And then we get to church. And what do you think the pastor starts talking about? He starts talking about change and car problems that he had, and how it was a challenge for him to stay positive and to stay up and to embrace the challenges that were coming before him. So, you know, it's like sometimes life can come at us fast. Sometimes life can really throw us curveballs. But I think it's in the way that we look at what's coming at us. It's in our attitude. It's how we shift or how we embrace the changes that are coming. And if you can stay in a place of just feeling confident and trusting that you're going to get through whatever it is that you need to get through. If you can think about the dragonfly who, you know, often when they move with a lot of elegance and grace. So if you can just, you know, anytime you're facing challenges or change and you start to lose your confidence and you start to feel kind of upset or like things aren't going your way, I would say take a moment and just breathe and see how you can approach the situation from a different mindset, a different perspective. Have you ever been faced with a situation like that, Angela, where you found yourself, you know, kind of feeling challenged and getting all upset and feeling like, oh, this is just awful, I don't have time for this? And maybe if you just would have stopped and taken a breath and just kind of shifted your dynamic or the way you were thinking about things, maybe it would have been a different situation. I don't know if there's something that you want to share on that or an experience.
Well, I certainly, just sitting still and giving yourself a moment gives you a chance to change your state and kind of separate yourself from the emotion of it and let logic kind of come back in to give you an idea of what the next step is. Because if you get yourself in a tizzy, then you kind of spin around and you end up ultimately in the same place you started. But it's 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, years later, you know, depending on the situation. The getting back into your body and calming yourself down with breath is a really good idea. And even like 3 deep breaths is a really good idea. Just our situation with the audio and the tech on this just not working. It's just not working. And I don't know why. You just press on and you breathe and you go, okay, we'll figure this out, because at the end of the day, the show must go on. So the show is going on and we're so glad that we're here tonight and you can hear us and we can hear you. So that's something to take a deep breath and go on.
I want to talk about ways that you can open up to abundance. And one of the things that you can do to help yourself open up to abundance is just being in nature, you know, just going outside. Because think about it, when you go outside in nature and you start looking around, you start to appreciate the abundance in nature. I mean, the trees, the birds, the clouds, you know, it's so nice when you can just really be in nature and just start thinking about, wow, you know, the universe really is abundant. Nature is full of just so much, and it just feels expansive. So that's one way to open up to abundance, is to go in and spend time in nature. Meditation is also a nice way to open up to abundance, when you can still the mind and you can get quiet and you can go within. You know, you really can create prisons or palaces in your mind, because it's all about a mindset. So when you take time to meditate and you think about how your life's abundant, and think about what it would feel like to bring in abundance into your life now, and how it would change your life if all of a sudden, you know, you felt really abundant, like you got 3 clients in one day, or you went and bought a scratch off at the lottery and you won $50, you know, something like that. So just meditating on that and visualizing that can also set you into a space of abundance. And then music and movement is another way. You know, sometimes I just put on music and I dance around, you know, just in my bedroom, in the kitchen, but that will lift my spirits. And sometimes I'm humming, sometimes I'm singing and moving, but it's like you almost can't not, you can't stay in kind of a blah mood if you start moving, especially when it's music that you really, really enjoy. And then also getting good sleep and being mindful of what you're putting in your body. That also is a good way to embrace abundance, bring in more abundance. Sleep is just, and I think, you know, a lot of people, they tell me, or not a lot of people, but I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, I only need about 6 hours sleep. So it does depend on everybody, but I think sleep, getting a good night rest, and eating a good diet also helps to align you to abundance.
Can I weigh in on that? Because
yeah.
The whole sleep thing is really up for debate right now, and there's been a lot of people talking about it, a lot of stories about it. Arianna Huffington had a book on sleep that has been out maybe a year or so now. And I think that whole idea that you can live on 6 hours of sleep is just not true. I think that is something that we as a society have used as a badge of honor, that the less sleep that we need, the more successful we are, the stronger we are, the better we are. And that's just not true at all. It's a health hazard to not get the right amount of sleep that your body needs to do the things that it does when you sleep, to refresh you, reset you, refocus you. And to go without the 8 hours of sleep is just doing damage to your body and your mind and all the things that you need to function properly. You're putting at a disadvantage when you don't give it the proper sleep. So I really think that's I believe you on that one, that's one of those things that when you're checking yourself and you're kind of out of alignment or things aren't right, that's kind of the first place and go, well, how much did I sleep? You know, how much water did I drink? How much food did I eat? You know, what am I eating? You know, those are just like basic things for your humanity and your body, just to make everything else work, make sure those things are in aligned.
But you know, piggybacking off of what you're saying, Angela, is that's so true what you're saying. But also, I think a lot of people start neglecting themselves without even thinking about it, you know, just so subconsciously, when you're stressed out or when you don't feel abundant, when you're losing confidence in life or yourself, you will start sabotaging it. It starts with yourself. You know, you'll start, you know, maybe staying up later because you're tossing and turning. So then you turn on the TV, and then before you know it, it's 2:00. And then you get up and you're like, you know, I'm going to go make me something to eat in the kitchen. And then you try to go to bed on a full stomach and you can't. And so a lot of it is just, it's like this snowball effect of not being good to yourself. And when you feel down and when you're not good to yourself, and it's not a conscious thing, it's just like, oh, I'm so stressed out, I can't sleep, I'm going to watch TV, I'm going to make something to eat, and then you try to sleep, and you can't. And it's like this vicious cycle, and then when you wake up tired, and you feel like you didn't rest, and you know you ate stuff you shouldn't have eaten, and you stayed up way too late, it's like your energy gets depleted, and it's hard for the magic of life to come in when your energy is so depleted or you're so tired. It's hard for the nice little surprises that make you feel abundant to come in because you're depleted. You're not really thinking positive or being hopeful. Instead, you're tired. You're feeling stressed out. So I think sometimes it's hard, like you said, to get off that pattern. But that's why I always say coming back to that place of just zero point, meaning just getting still and just doing a nice meditation or doing some yoga or some breathing exercises. Epsom salt baths are really nice when you get wound up. Rather than going to make something to eat, maybe you say, I'm just going to go take an Epsom salt bath, even though it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, it'll relax me, and maybe I will just go right to sleep. But
I agree with that. I have recently taken advantage of an Epsom salt bath where I never sit still and like sit in a bath, but I had some really long 18-hour days over at back to back, and that was kind of my only option to do that, and it was pretty transformative. So I don't know if people take baths that much anymore. You know, that's not really a common thing I find, and they are really powerful because first they make you sit still, and then you have the element of water and heat, which is good for your body in general to relax, and then the Epsom salts, they're just, I don't know, great for water retention and relaxation, like you said, and it's something I think everybody should try if they haven't already, or if they get wound up. That's definitely a tool in their tool belt that they can utilize. And it doesn't take long, like 10 minutes makes a huge difference. Don't you find?
Oh yeah. I mean, and I also put a little magnesium inside, you know, like I rub magnesium on my legs when I get out of the bath, or maybe a little bit in my water. I have some magnesium salt, bath. And it's just that relaxes you too, believe it or not. And so mm-hmm. The Epsom salt, the magnesium, the warm water, and then maybe a sleepy time tea when you get out of the tub. And then because it's like you might be carrying oxidative stress in your body that you don't even realize that you're walking around that you're carrying until you get into the bath. Until you allow yourself just to unwind, and then once you lay down to go to sleep, it's like, and your body just goes right into sleep because it finally gets to unwind and relax. And I think you're right. You know, we were recently thinking we might buy a new home, and we went to look at some homes. And do you know a lot of the newer homes don't have bathtubs anymore? They have these fancy, really big showers, like showers for two. But you're mm-hmm. right, Angela. I didn't. There were some newer homes. They didn't have bathtubs, and I'm going, where are the bathtubs? Because I love to soak. Because to me, I'm going to give everybody an idea about a perspective on taking a bath. I use a bath to kind of see it as a spiritual cleansing. Like I get in the bathtub and I say to myself, I just want to release and let go all the heaviness. Anything on my body that's stuck on my aura that's not mine, anything that, you know, was coming at me today that just felt icky and not right. And I just kind of like go through that in my mind as I'm laying in the tub. And then whenever I unplug the tub for the water to drain out, I visualize all those intentions, all those thoughts just going down, down, down into the drain with the water. So it really is kind of like a spiritual bath, and I'm allowing myself to also mentally kind of release and let go.
That's good. That's a good good tool to definitely use.
Yeah, so that's I would say try it.
That people mm-hmm. can do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just laying in there, while you're laying in there, maybe with your glass of wine, you can just be like, you know, I'm ready to release. I want to let go of that angry customer who just, you know, was so angry today. I want to release all the stress from driving in traffic. I want to release last week when I locked my keys in the car, whatever it is. And just, you're just laying there and letting that water just kind of bathe over you. And then when you unplug the water, all those intentions are going out into the drain, going down, down, down with the dirty water because you're physically getting clean too, and you're physically getting cleansed, and you can do it mentally and spiritually as well. And with that, Angela, I would love to do a meditation. How does that sound on, you know, helping us open up to abundance and kind of releasing and letting go?
Yeah, we already talked about how to work on your body, like physically. Now, this is something you could do mentally. So you're getting all kinds of tricks tonight, listeners. So we definitely want to pay close attention and just take this time now to listen to Christina. Do what she does awesome and give yourself permission to do this meditation. Go ahead, Christina. It's all yours.
So, just finding a place where you can relax, where you won't be disturbed. You can sit or lie down. Just allow yourself just to really let go. It's Monday night. It's the start of the work week. Maybe you're a little stressed out. Maybe your day just didn't go the way you wanted. You know how Mondays can be. Just visualize yourself just really relaxing. Visualize that you see a pure, beautiful white light, a bright light, and maybe you see this white light washing over you like a beautiful waterfall coming down and around your body. And any tension that you might feel, maybe in your shoulder area, your neck, just visualize this white light, very cleansing, very healing. You're just allowing your body to release and let go. Letting go of all that no longer serves you. All feelings of self-doubt. Any heaviness you might feel. Maybe it's fear. You have a lot of fear or sadness. Maybe you're dreading something, the talk you need to have with someone, or you're dreading a change. We've been talking about change tonight. Let that all go. Just let it fall away. Allow yourself just to focus on a new feeling. Visualize what it is that you're wanting to bring into your life. Maybe visualize this white light coming down with a mixture of water. See it as a white light with a shower of blessings. And this white light is just coming down with a shower of infinite blessings so that you can thrive and have more peace, which opens you up for more abundance. You could have more abundance. What would that look like or feel like to you? Would it be more abundance around peace? Maybe you're just not feeling like you're in harmony with life. So maybe you would be open to more peace. Or maybe you're feeling heartbroken and you would love to be open to more love. But you're just so scared. Or maybe you're in a place in life where you're contemplating a decision and it feels heavy. You feel so heavy right now because this decision is weighing on you and you're feeling stuck. Whatever it is, just visualize that this white, beautiful, pure light showering over you like a beautiful waterfall, allowing you just to simply let go, allowing you to feel like you can rejuvenate, you can open up, you can receive, just receive. Maybe put your hands up and stretch your arms out, way out, as if you're opening up your hands to receive. And breathe in that white light, that waterfall, that shower of abundance, opening you up to receive all the abundance that's here for you to have now. Open you up to receive all that you're here to have now. So repeat after me, and if you want to open up your arms, stretch them out, way out, and repeat after me in your mind's eye. I open up to receive. I receive all that I'm here to have now. And opening up your heart. Opening up all that you have, that you desire in your life now. I am here to receive. And with that, coming back into the room, listening to my voice. And let's just add in a little moment of gratefulness. Something that you can close this meditation with. Something that you can take through the rest of your week, focusing on gratitude and being grateful. And when you're ready, you can come back. And just know that you are opened, you are ready to receive infinite abundance. You have something that you're going to focus on and bring in by being grateful. And I invite you back into the room, back on the show. And we'll connect with Angela and see if there's someone maybe who we can take a call. Angela, I would love to do that now.
Absolutely. That was so great. That was so great to open up physically to abundance. It was great. That was great. And we do have a caller. We have a caller calling in tonight. All the way from New York City. We have Lisa on the line. Lisa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Wonderful. We can also hear you. And Christina is on the line. You have a question for her?
Yes, I do. First of all, how are you, Christina?
I'm great, Lisa. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
So how can I help you tonight? What's on your mind?
Yes, so I'm intuitive myself. And so my goal is I have to start learning to trust my intuitiveness and don't question it. So I'm going to be looking for a job. And today, the date of daylight savings time flashed in my face. And that's not until March. So are the angels telling me that's a good time to start looking for new employment?
Well, I would say that's what I got when you said that. It's more like they're letting you know that at that time, when that happens, you could very well be in a job and you'll be thriving by then. And you'll be doing really well by then, but don't wait till then. It's like start the process now and start putting your intentions out there now for the type of job that you're wanting and for what you're desiring, and start doing that now. And so you might go through a job or two, but I'm getting the feeling that by the time, you know, that time frame rolls around, daylight savings time, you could really be thriving, and they're trying to show you, like, get going, stay focused, you know, don't give up, because if you do, this is what could be around the corner. This is what could be happening for you. So I would say to bring that job that you want in, start visualizing the perfect job.
Oh, okay, that sounds awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to hop on that right now.
yes, because sometimes we can get discouraged,
yes.
And we won't, and so we just think, well, I'm not finding anything, you know, I keep getting, you know, closed doors, and, you know, there doesn't feel like there's anything out there for me. But I would say turn it around and just really, you know, visualize the job, perfect job, that it's here now, and start moving in that direction, because it's coming. And I feel like they were trying to tell you, like, you could be in a really good place by that time frame.
All right. I am on it. Thank you so much. And I
will
let you know what happened. Okay, guys.
I love it. And also, for calling in, I want to give you a special break. So please, you know, stay on the line so that we can give you a special not break. I'm so sorry. Gift.
Okay,
I think we're going to a break, to a commercial.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Have a burning question after tonight's show? Well, we have a special just for you, $20 for a 20-minute intuitive discovery session with Christina, where Christina will get laser-focused on one or two questions or an emotional block that you feel is holding you back to success in love or in life. 20 minutes with Christina can jumpstart the process to living the life you're desiring. Go to ChristinaCarlin.com and take advantage of our 20-minute session for just $20.
Welcome back. So, wow, I love that Lisa called in, and I love that she's opening up to her intuition and she's trying to pay attention. You know, I have a class that I teach on intuition and opening up to intuition, because we all have it. We all have it. It's simply a muscle that you've got to learn to use, and you've got to trust in that you can pay attention to your inner feelings, your, you know, the hits that you get. So it's always fun teaching that class. And I used to call it So You Think You're Psychic, you know, they used to have that So You Think You Can Dance show. And I thought, oh, that'd be a fun class, So You Think You're Psychic. So I love that Lisa's paying attention to her intuition and that she is using her intuition. So that makes me think I should probably do that class again soon, because it's always a lot of fun.
It is.
I teach everybody how to, you know, be more in tune with their body, you know, be more in tune with their with their thought, really trusting the little nudges that they get, and not being afraid to use their intuition or act on their intuition. You know, I've done that before, Angela, and sometimes it's scary, you know, letting go, but I think the more that we trust, the more that we let go, the more that we can move kind of like the dragonfly, you know, flow with grace and ease, then the abundance that we're wanting can come in faster. And it's not like it's hard to do. It's just something that it'll just naturally start flowing to you. Abundance will. But it's all about the mindset.
I know that that was a struggle for you for a long time, because you are obviously intuitive and gifted with that, but that wasn't always something you leaned into. That it took you some time to actually be comfortable in that, right?
Yes, it did. It I guess at an early age, I got the feeling that it wasn't safe to use my intuition. And I just felt like in a lot of ways I couldn't relate to why did I feel so different? Why didn't people know the things that I knew? So I thought there was something wrong with me. And when you go around and you think there's something wrong with you and you don't feel worthy of who you are, that can stop your abundance like right there.
And how did you overcome that?
It was a very when I first discovered that I had gifts, the reason that I got shut down from using my gifts is, and I've shared this before, but I'll share it again, is we went over to my aunt and uncle's house, and I knew that my uncle had slept on the couch, and so I was, probably 7 or 8. And I asked my aunt why he slept on the couch, and she was mortified. And my mom was even more mortified. Like, what in the world? Why are you saying these things? And it was in that moment that I realized, oh my God, well, I thought my mom knew that my uncle didn't sleep, that he slept on the couch too. And I realized, wow, not everybody knows or can see or sense things that you do, Christina. So in that moment, I shut down my gifts. I thought, I don't want to get called out. It's not fun, and it hurts people. And the way I got over that was really just a message from God, when I was going through a very dark time in my life, and I felt very lonely. I felt very sad, and I literally found myself on the kitchen floor sobbing, feeling like life is too hard, and I got this inner knowing, this feeling, this like a voice, and I feel like it was God. I know it was God, and He was saying, "You have gifts. It's time for you to use your gifts. It's time to open up to them. It's time not to be afraid." And so, it's the whole change thing. We're talking about change tonight. I'm thinking, what? You want me to use my gifts? You want me to put myself out there? You want me to risk being made fun of, hurt again? So, that's how I kind of got over it. It was just that process of just trusting. It's like we said, it's being open to change. It's trusting. And slowly I just started opening up my intuition. And but I did it through meditation. That was my first form of opening up to intuition, or reopening up my block around meditation. So, I can't talk tonight. It must be this cold weather. opening up to my gifts was meditation. That was the first time that I started really going within, getting quiet, meditating. And so I'd say start there, start opening up to your gifts by getting quiet and meditating. That could be the first step. And a lot of people you know, find it hard to meditate. They feel they can't stand, you know, sit still. Their mind wanders. It's hard. But I would tell people, look, just don't give up. If you are in your house and it's a Saturday afternoon, you start meditating and the neighbor decides to start mowing the lawn, you know what? Bring the sound of the lawnmower into your meditation. Like, go ahead and bring the sound of the lawnmower into your meditation, just the rhythm of the sound of a lawnmower, and just keep going. I think that's where a lot of people get up around meditating, is they get discouraged because they feel that, oh, you know, my mind's wandering. Now I can hear the guy, you know, the neighbor mowing the yard, and he's messing up my meditation. But it doesn't have to be like that. Meditation, there's no rules. There's no specific way. It's just a matter of allowing yourself to sit down, get to a quiet place, allowing yourself to let go, and just being still. Being still. I mean, how often do you, I know for me, just to close my eyes at my desk sometimes and just be still for like a minute, you'd be amazed at the sounds that you hear, you know, things that go through your mind, things that come up, that just by being still for 1 minute, it's kind of crazy. You should try it. People should try that. Just allow themselves just to drop into silence for 1 moment, kind of turn off their monkey mind and see what thoughts and sounds come up, what you hear. Have you ever tried that, Angela? Hello?
Yes, I have, actually. And that's it's one of the hardest things, because you can't really, to like get your brain to stop is something you have to practice, like exercise, because it doesn't quickly do that. You know, you sit still, and then like 1,000 things come to your head, and you've got to filter that out. And I find that I just write it down, and then I get it out of my head, and that gets me a little closer to being still, to hear the little small voice inside. That's the most intuitive and the most wise, but it isn't coming at me quick like the other things. You've got to kind of sit still and wait for it.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, when we're still, sometimes that's when fears can come up, you know, just when you're sitting there and you're still, you're alone, fears can come up and trigger people. And so sometimes I think that's why people don't want to be still. They don't want to take time out just to, you know, deplug and be still for a minute or two, because maybe they're afraid of the thoughts that might come in their head, or maybe they're afraid they're going to start obsessing about something that they're dreading or a decision they have to make. And so they'd rather keep themselves busy and going and going. And if you do that, then it's like I always say, your gifts can't expand. And if the universe or God wants to give you and bless you with something, it can't come in. If you're constantly just go, 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 monkey mind all over the place. Think about it. It's like they're trying to get your attention, but they can't. And so it could really be stopping the flow of abundance from coming in, and it can also be stopping some gifts that God or the universe might, you know, want to give you. I don't know if you've ever thought of it in that way, Angela, but I have. You know,
Keeping
busy can be a form of a distraction for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And when you distract yourself over and over and over again, sometimes it's good to stop and ask yourself, what am I distracting myself from? Why am I constantly going, going, going? Why do I not take a moment to get in the bath like we talked about earlier and just be still? You know, why am I just constantly just trying to stay busy? Well, you know, a lot of it is fear. A lot of it is fear of the unknown. So I would love to hear from anyone out there who wants to expand on this. You know, maybe it's not a question around abundance. Maybe it's a question around fear, or maybe it's a question around a decision you have to make. I am all open for you know, any questions that anybody might want to come call in and ask, I'd love to guide you and use my intuition. Or if not, I just want to thank all the listeners for being on the call tonight and just being open. So, Angela, do you, is there a caller, someone who might have a question, or we could go to, I could talk about the cruise, my upcoming cruise. I think I'll do that for a second. Before I forget, I would like to plug in my cruise that's coming up. It's coming up in April, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a cruise with Dr. Joe Vitale. It's called The Secret Cruise, and you can get more information at thesecretcruise.com. I would love to have listeners join me. It will be just a whole week of sharing and opening up to your gifts and meditation. It's going to be amazing. So again, that's thesecretcruise.com in 2020. And Angela,
which is coming up quicker than we think. That 2020, you think, oh, that's a long time from now. No, it's not. It's 6 weeks from now. Can you believe that?
I know, and you know what I thought about, Angela, that's even more interesting is I started thinking, oh, my God, we're closing out a decade. Oh, a decade. Oh, my gosh. Like, this is the end of an era. I mean, that kind of has me going a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's that just hit me. That's crazy that that's coming up and we're going to be in 2020. But I'm going to be on that cruise. So I want to invite everyone listening tonight to definitely invest in yourself. Come and be out on the water with us and give yourself an opportunity to truly disconnect and connect into yourself and what's possible. And sometimes you just have to leave port to do that, where you don't have cell service. And you have to physically get away so that you can mentally open up, right?
Absolutely. And we would love to meet some of our listeners. So,
yes, come join us.
If you feel like it, yes, come join us. We'd love to meet some of our listeners, and it's going to be fun. So, Angela, do we have a caller? I would love to take another caller if we...
We do have a little bit of time to take one more caller, actually. And we have Nora on the line who is calling in. And Nora, where are you calling in from tonight?
Hi, I'm here in Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay, well, welcome. I think you're the first one from Connecticut to call in. So you get that banner. You can represent the whole state.
Great.
So you have a question for Christina tonight. Go ahead.
I do. So my question is about just manifesting my next job. I've kind of been out of the work world for a little while. My, you know, resume has some gaps on it. And I think that has created some just like insecurities in me. So I just want to figure out how I can kind of like dissolve that fear so I don't get in my own way when I'm applying the jobs.
Wonderful. That's a great question, Nora, and I'm so glad that you called in tonight. So I would say do not worry about the gaps in your resume. What you could do is fill those gaps with any time that you've volunteered. Are you of service, you know, to someone or an organization? I would say fill in the gap with that, you know, that you have volunteered, you've given your service, your time, because that always looks good on a resume. You know, and maybe you could say, you know, I took a sabbatical to go to India, and or, you know, if it wasn't India, maybe in your church to do some volunteer work to find, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. You could use to fill in those gaps, and then also just replacing the fear with confidence, like we were talking about tonight, just confidence that someone's going to see your resume, they're going to love it, you're going to be just who they were looking for, and that they're going to offer you the job. And then even be confident in what you are worthy of having as far as a pay amount. You know, just know your worth, claim it. That's something that I was saying that I struggled with, you know, just feeling different and feeling like I didn't fit in. And I never really felt like I knew my worth. And that would keep me. That would keep me from getting things that I desired. It would keep me from not, you know, trying out for things or applying for jobs because I felt like I wasn't going to get chosen or I wasn't going to, you know, land the job. So I would say letting go of all the negative self-talk, really focusing on the type of job you want. I would get a piece of paper and just write out on a piece of paper the perfect job, what it looks like, what it feels like, where is it, you know, be very, very descriptive, and then reread that note, that letter over and over so that you can get the feeling of what it would feel like to be in your perfect job. You can get the feeling of what it would feel like to know that you are capable of having that and that you're worthy of having that. And also that if you have, you know, what makes you an expert in the field, you know, is it your degree? Is it your experience? And really, you know, honing in on that. Mm-hmm. So I think those things will help you to get the job that you're wanting. And I think in some ways you've kind of given up and you're kind of, they're slowing the process down because mm-hmm. of the fear. And
yeah.
So hopefully tonight some of these tips can help you to get past that and just shift the perspective to, you know what, I'm qualified for this job. I'm deserving of this job. I have mm-hmm. served, and I will put that down, you know, like that, and just really mm-hmm. believe in it and write in your letter. And just watch how the opportunities can start opening up and can come in.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for the advice.
Well, thank you for calling, and please stick around so we can give you a gift for calling in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So I want to end this show tonight in a very positive, upbeat way. And I would say right now, let's just focus on a dragonfly. And maybe when you get off the phone, you can Google a dragonfly and you can kind of look at the dragonfly and remember that the dragonfly is all about elegance, grace, and moving with ease and joy. And so let me just end with a little clearing, group clearing, and then I hope that you will join me again next week for another show of Ask Christina. So I just ask that creator of all that is, along with the energy of the universe, for everyone listening tonight, for everyone who called in, that we could all get clear and let go and release so that we can open ourselves up to abundance that we are here to have now. Open ourselves up to receiving. And so again, I invite you just to put your arms up and then open your arms out and just spreading them way out and just saying, I open myself up to receiving all the abundance that I am here to have now. And asking again, Creator, along with the universe, to release, to let go, to unwind any heaviness, anything that is not serving us, all the listeners on the call tonight, that they are cleansed, they are cleared, and they are open to receive full abundance. And
have a burning question after tonight's show? Well, we have a special just for you, $20 for a 20-minute intuitive discovery session with Christina, where Christina will get laser-focused on one or two questions or an emotional block that you feel is holding you back to success in love or in life. 20 minutes with Christina can jumpstart the process to living the life you're desiring. Go to ChristinaCarlin.com and take advantage of our 20-minute session for just $20.
Well, we've come to the end of our show, and it has just been such a joy, and I'm so grateful for our repeated listeners and callers, and Angela, you being here with me on the show. I am just so grateful. I leave everyone tonight with peace, love, light, and infinite possibilities.
Thank you for joining us on Ask Christina. Press follow, and we will remind you about our next show. You can also follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and ChristinaCarlin.com. We'll see you next time. As always, leaving you with peace,